All right, so this is two-section training. I'm going to do the first half. Lydia will do the second half. My half is going to be training you and going back to looking at, again, revisiting the Manatech Plus app. And some of you have it, some of you don't. It's something that, of course, it costs money, so you have to first understand that. It's $9.99 a month, or you sign up for it at the beginning, which we, Lydia and I both did, and for $99, you get 12 months, so you're actually saving 20 bucks. You save 20% if you subscribe for 1 year. And how do you understand the Manatech app? And I'm going to suggest to you, this wasn't available when it first came out, but they have since put it on there. On the Manatech Plus app, there is now a training video that, yeah, I mean, the guy's pretty dry, so I'm just highlighting that to you. Don't expect to be entertained. You got to keep focus, especially for those of you in the promoter quadrant. It might be a little difficult to go through that. But, you know, and it's only like 11 minutes long, 11 and a half minutes. So if you didn't catch it the first time, you can go back and re-listen. You can stop and start it. You can push it back and rehear what he just said if you missed something, because some of us get distracted. So all of that's available. But for an 11-minute training, or 11 to 12 minute training, anyone can do that, right? So you can find that training directly on the app. So I highly suggest that you go through that. But today we're going to just kind of walk through it. When you go through that, maybe go through it once or twice and listen to this call, well, you know, once, or if you want to come back and listen to it again, you will really get it. It's not that complicated, but if you step on it for a very first time, it might look a little complicated to you because there's so much there between the materials that are there and the different applications. It looks like a lot, but it's really very manageable. All right? So because you know what? It's for almost all of us, you know, anything looks complicated until we start educating ourselves. I mean, the field of law practice was pretty complicated when I was 12 years old. But by the time I graduated with my second law degree, I had it down. So it's just about education. And thank goodness it doesn't take 14 years to learn the Manatech app. It's just going to take you, you know. And the most important thing about it isn't even going and listening to the training two or three times and playing with it. The most important thing about it is using it. And that's what my suggestion is for you today, is to start using this every day. Every day, even if you're sending stuff out to friends or family that already are on Manatech products, whatever it is, use it every day in some way, shape, or form. But the goal is to be using it every day with prospecting, right? And self-improvement and educating yourself and all that kind of stuff, right? But it's mostly a prospecting app. That's really probably, to me, the most important aspect of it. So let's take a peek at it. So if you open up the app, the training's available, so make sure that you get the training and make sure you do it. And you could even do a group training. Any one of you can train it even though you're not using it today. It's just sending people the training and walking through that training with them. When you open up your app, the first thing you're going to notice at the top, there are a bunch of little icons at the top, and the first one you're going to see on the far left is a silhouette, and that's just basically how you set up it's called Share Setup, and it's how you set up your contact information. So you're going to click on that and put in your contact information, name, email address, telephone number, those kind of things. It also talks about a lead capture page, and you just want to make sure those are open. And the purpose of the lead capture page is if you start posting things on social media sites, you're going to want, if people hit on it and they watch a video, you're going to want to have them to have a place where they can put in their name and email address or telephone number so that you can capture them. So as you use this on social media specifically, you're going to want to be able to capture leads, right? So you just click on make sure that it's usable for you. And so that's kind of the importance of the silhouette. The next section is, mine has an American flag, and that's because I chose United States market. So you get in there, it's called international, and it gives you the option to choose whatever country you want that's available, and they also allow you to have content language. So it's going to be what do you want the content. So if they have certain documents in Spanish, let's say you want to go into the Hispanic marketplace, you might want to go in here and shift it just for that purpose to do some prospecting in the Hispanic marketplace, and you know you're going to get Spanish display language, Spanish content, whatever you choose there, and you're going to be able to send out things in Spanish to people so that they're not always getting English. So that's an option for you, which I think is terrific because we are global mobile, you know, right? We are about being all over the world. And we want to be, because we're global, we want to be able to have the ability to send things out in people's different languages, and that's what this app allows us to do. All right. So that's your second one. You want to get that set up. And then over on the right side, you see there's a little like a magnifying glass, and that option there is an option to really search based on specific language. So if you're looking for something, search title or description, it gives you the option so you can find something. If you're having a hard time finding something on the app, that gives you the option to search it. And then the ellipsis or the three dots at the very end are just ways to make sure you have all of your categories open. So you want to make sure you're flicking all those to have them all open so they show up on your Manistic app. And then it also allows you to rearrange them. If you like to put the categories in different order, you can do that as well. So that's kind of an overview of just the app. And then once you get into the app, at the bottom, you go from the icons on the top to the icons on the bottom to really understand this app. The icons on the bottom, the first one is something called media. This is the digital media assets that you can share, preview, copy, paste, download, whatever it is, right? That's what these are all about. And in the media section, you have all different subsections. One of them is called like. My word would be favorites, because favorites is something that's a familiar word for all of us, but that's what it means, your favorites. So as you develop favorites, like if you're finding you're using video, this certain video a lot, or you're finding you're using, you know, this press PDF a lot, you can dump it into like. So instead of going back and trying to find it every time you're in there, you want to share something, you're going to have favorites. And the importance of that is, like for me, when I go out and share True Health, I don't want to share True Health five different ways. I want to share it in one way. So if I have specific videos and PDFs that I put out there to people, I want it right there where I can just pick them up immediately. So I don't have to go shop, quote-unquote, shopping in the group of materials that are posted on the app. And that's the purpose of like. So it's a very incredibly important part of your business that you want to take advantage of, because time is your only limited asset. So you want to be very proficient in use of your time. Excuse me. Let me get a drink of water. Okay, next is your video section. Manatech has a whole flurry of videos here. They have youth care. And one of the things that will probably disturb you the first time you look at it is you're going to go, why do they have youth care, and then they have the Manatech opportunity, and then they have Discover Glyconutrients, then they have a video about youth, and then they have Launching the Future, and then they have True Health, and then they have Brand Reveal, and then they have kind of a business kind of promotion thing, and then M5M. It's kind of like you look at it, it's all mix-mash. Well, if you go to the very end of the videos that they have right now, you can just hit View All, and that's where they categorize them for you. So that might be an easier way to look at all the videos. Or you can just page through them and pick and choose which ones that you want to, again, forward to somebody and share with somebody. These are, again, tools you're going to share with other people. So you got videos. You've got the training video. The only training video right now we have in there is, of course, the training of this app. So you're going to be able to train yourself on that. Then we have images, the images section. And this image section is a really cool section to use because we're so social media driven today, and even if you're sending out emails, you might want to put a post, a picture. People are really visual, and they're very audio. In fact, the statistic I just saw is the fact that 8 billion, write this word down, 8 billion, that's with a B, videos are watched every day on social media today. 8 billion. That's unbelievable. It's just mind-boggling. So, you know, that means the average person's watching, I don't know how many, because I don't know statistically how many people are on social media, but the idea is that people are watching massive numbers of video, and they're liking it. You follow me? I mean, they wouldn't be watching it if they're not looking for it. So videos are really important for us. So, but the concept of being on social media, we have so many people in that realm so that we want to be there. And a lot of things we do is we like to post inspirational things. I got somebody the other day on my Facebook page that said, Mary Jo, you are truly inspirational. And I just was like, yay, because that's what you want to be. You want to inspire people. You want to help them think outside the box and think about how they too can lead a more fulfilled life. That's the goal. Because when you start inspiring people and you guess they're going to be attracted to you. You don't go on social media, and I don't want to do social media training right now, but you don't want to be blasting Manatech, right? I did a lot of blasts of Manatech this weekend because I was posting the Buffalo Springs, right, Ironman. But I wasn't doing it to promote people to sign them up. You didn't see anywhere, ask me, call me if you're interested. It was more of a, what am I doing this weekend? And letting people step into Mary Jo's life to see what I was up to this weekend. So the idea here is that you've got images that you can post on your email, you can post on social media that are inspirational images to post. And then you also have, so that's the image area, and then you also have PDFs here. These are the things that Manatech typically has in their Manatech library, right? And again, they're all in different groupings, and again, if you view all, they put it in categories for you, so you can look at the categories and search it more efficiently that way. And to get to view all, you just page through all the PDFs to the end, and then they have a little icon there that says view all. So, and then you can pick and choose and what you want to send out to people on PDFs. And then the Manatech audios are next. And these are great ones. They have a bunch of them in here about from presidential directors and other people, you know, social media tips and women of Manatech. Wendy Kramer's there. They actually have one by me on edification, what I did at the presidential reception at Manifest a couple of years back on edification, part of the 3-point plan. So those audios are great. You can go and listen to those. You can actually send them to other people if you want to, but make sure you listen first before you send anything, just like you should always know what you're sending. And then you also have the download section. What was I going to say about the download sections? Audios, downloads. Oh, the only one we have right now is the Manatech app training. That's where you... Is it? Oh, I get it. I know what download. Sorry, Lydia's, my brain's not working. Okay, sorry, brain. That's where you, what you do here in the download area, that's why I downloaded the training. I said, but the Manatech training is already up there. What you want to do is if you're going to go somewhere and you're going to meet up with somebody and you're afraid of Wi-Fi access, you can download anything that's, that you're utilizing through Wi-Fi. Typically, that's stored out there in the cloud, right? You can download it and post it, put it in the download section so that you will have ready access to it no matter what the Wi-Fi situation, because you're not dependent on having Wi-Fi wherever you're going. And that's, of course, a valuable asset as well. Okay, so that kind of covers our media. The next click that we have on the bottom is and by the way, the understand the media section is constantly going to be growing. And there are new things that Manatech's going to be putting up there. Every time they come out with new materials and new prospecting things, that's going to be added. So there's just a new audios that you can share and all that stuff. They're going to keep building that for us, which is great as an asset. So you might, today I think it's rather incomplete for some kind of sharing, so I'm still using some other tools that we put together in different places where we can just pop materials right off, and or using Manatech Library as well, because there's a lot more materials there. But the idea right now, the one it is complete for, in my mind, is like True Health. There's just a lot of great stuff in True Health. So you build your little like position on True Health, and bingo. And since we're really highly promoting True Health, everybody should have this app to be able to get let you share True Health with a click of a finger. So when you go to the business section, and these are new, I mean, they're new for me because I really hadn't been digging around in it much in these other areas, but additional services under the business area, there's one called Achieve Today, and that has 97 new courses in it to help people move forward. It's kind of like a self-development, leadership development kind of concept. So you might want to go in there and see and start, playing some of those for yourself, going through some of the trainings yourself so that you're in a better position to share with other people. Because we get people are stuck all the time, right? In fact, there are a lot of people stuck in Manatech. They're kind of, going around in circles. They don't know what to do. And it's kind of like, okay, so maybe let's start working on ourselves. What's keeping us stuck? And that's why I do so much of that kind of training on my Monday calls, because I know our stuckedness comes from internal stuff, 90% of it. We can blame Manatech for anything you want to, but the reality is, how are you showing up, right? How are you showing up? And so it's important to work on yourself. And that Achieve Today has a tremendous amount of materials in there. You're setting goals. And great to support yourself as well as support other people in your organization. And then it also has Manatech Tools Sound Concepts. So it's a place where you can go shopping. You can go find all the materials that you might want, business cards, you know, branded merchandise, industry tools. All of that is available as well under Manatech Tools. So that's your business icon that's at the bottom, and then the final one is just your settings, and that goes back to setting international menu, your share setup, the things we kind of already talked about, whether you want to have a lead capture page, like, you know, to go out there and make sure if you're posting on social media, you want to capture those kind of things. All of, we talked about that. Notifications, you want to know when people you share with view anything that's sent. So you want to, if it's, you want to make sure you enable your notifications there and make sure your email notification, text notifications are on, because that means that when somebody goes in and opens up an email you sent to them or message you sent to them and viewed a video, you're going to find out. You're going to get an immediate notification that they looked at it, right? So you want to use that toggle switch to turn it on and off and definitely have it on. And you can set up your 10-digit phone number to receive as an email address. All that can be done in there. Change your username, whatever it is. It's a mechanism you want to be familiar with to be able to allow you to do those added things. So I think that's it, Lydia. Do you think I pretty much covered our Manatech Plus app? I covered all the icons, all the settings. Now it's just up to you to say, okay, Mary Jo, I'm going to start using it. And my what I suggest to you guys to do is really what Lydia did to get me started and working on it and getting much more familiar with it is the fact of just make sure you access it and use it at least once a day. Once you start doing that, it'll start becoming habit for you. Okay? So that's your Manatech Plus app. And now I'm going to turn over the call to Lydia because she is excited about walking you through our new Manatech website. Many of you have already used it or seen it, or you might be using it prolifically. If this could just be a rehash for you, but there's a lot of people out there that haven't even looked at it. So we are highly, highly promoting this for a lot of reasons. Most importantly, when it goes live and Manatech shuts down our old website, I don't want anyone left out in the cold. I want to make sure everybody's up and running and really sees the benefit of it. And know that you know that they're still doing work on it. They have a lot of things. You know, we reviewed some of it at NAC. We gave them some feedback on different pages. And so we're all over this as well, the field, in terms of helping it to be the most user-friendly possible website ever. But it's slimmed down. It's going to be easier. And I'm just... Yo, Lydia just said, do we have any questions on the Manatech Plus app that I might be able to answer before we turn it over to Lydia? Okay, everybody, now it's Lydia's time, so I'm turning it over to her. She's going to talk and walk you through the new Manatech website. She may have you actually go there. I'm not sure what her plans are, but here's Lydia.
Good morning, everybody. Just want to make sure I'm being broadcasted correct. I wanted to, if you are by your computer, it would be good for you to look at what I'm talking about as I'm walking through it. But if not, you can always go back and listen to this at another time. So the first thing you need to do is go to your us.manatech.com, and that's if you're Canadian, you go to your Canadian site. How you would regularly be able to log into your back office. Once you go there, you click on Login. Let me catch up. It'll say, not Login, it says Sign In. Once you click on Sign In, there will be a screen that says Log into my back office, and that's your current one, the one we have right now. Then to the right, it'll say New My Back Office Pilot. Click on Sign In there. Now, here's going to be probably one of the more tricky parts. If you currently have your email address on multiple accounts, you're going to have to send an email to feedback@manatech.com. Give them your email address and give them your account number, and they will fix that arena. Going forward, they're verifying people by email address. So one email address per account. You can't put your same email address on multiple accounts, which is a very good thing because when we go to send out emails and communications from the system, your people will actually get the emails. And a lot of times we would put our own email address on there. But if your email address is the only one on in the system, all you have to do is click on Forgot Your Password. On that next screen, it's going to say your username. Your username is your ManaTech account number, and then your email address. And then you click on, it says, send me reset password instructions. It'll walk you through resetting your password that way. So that's very easy to do. But if you do already have access to the back office, just go ahead and put your username and password in. Hold on 1 second as I get logged in. Okay, so once you log in, it immediately takes you to your home page. You'll see a lot of little boxes on there. Those are actually called widgets, W-I-D-G-E-T-S, and you could edit the widgets that appear on your screen. If you're on your computer, there's a little tab on the right side that clicks on Edit Widgets. And there you just click on that. That brings up a screen that allows you to, if you don't want a certain widget to appear, there's a little trash can. If you want to move it to someplace else on the screen to make it easier for you, you just click on, there's three lines, and you put your mouse over it, it'll say move, and you move it around. And they have, the different ones they have is business, for right now, knowing these could change and they could get more on there, business alerts, carousel ads, company news, events, featured photos, featured videos, group volume, bar chart, notification, organizational profile summary, and the quick links button view. So that's where you just go to edit your what you appear on your home screen. But realize on the top you'll see this about four pictures that just keep on scrolling through. Like mine comes to True Health, and it just gives you, they're little banners. Know that those are mandatory staying there. That's ManaTech's newest little updates. Does anybody have any questions on that page? Great. The next page, on the top bar, you'll see it says ManaTech Home, and you're on your home page. The next page we're going to talk about is business. On your business, when you're ready to sign up your associates and members, that's under business. It's under enrollment. And there you just, for right now, we're just opened it with this back office right now, U.S. and Canada. As more countries have access to the back office, more countries will be listed there. So if you click on United States, it allows you to select a pack. They just right now list all the packs, and they're listed from the highest price down to the lowest price. I think they're working on that. Then you pick on additional products, personal information. It's a very easy process. It's basically from the beginning to end, it's a six-step process. So that part's very easy. And then the next tab under business is contacts. If you don't have a place that you're keeping all your contacts, this is a place for you to keep your contacts. So start now. Just keep all your contacts in there. Know that you could use the same site, you could put a favorite on your iPhone, iPad, tablet, and it works for all devices. So when you look at it on an iPhone, it's going to look like it should look. They automatically resize it to the smaller screen. And in here, you'll be able to, when you add a contact, it says, what would you like to do? The first thing is add a contact. In there, you put first name, last name, phone number, contact, interest level. So when you meet somebody, you know that they're very interested, somewhat interested, not interested at all. And then you just type in the information you have and general information and click on Add Contact. You could also create groups. So if you meet contacts at an event and you want to put them on there, create a group that, let's say, we do the Buffalo Springs Ironman. That's where we'll have a group. So I know all those contacts came from that one group. You could also have in your contacts, it doesn't necessarily need to be prospects. You could also have your business leaders and business builders in there. So you could send a communication out to those people when you desire. The next one is Resource Library, which is our new area of our library like we have. When we send a document, any of these documents can be sent out to anybody. If you click on, like, on the first page, they just have the newest resources. And the True Health System Guidebook, if you want to get somebody started and you want to email that to them before the book comes in, you could actually share it. So you could share it, which means you're going to be sharing it on your Facebook site. You could link it. If you have your own website, you could link it. And it's always coming right back to you. So your information will be right on the top of it. You could email it, and you'll do that within the email program of this site. Or you could download it if you could have access to it on your own computer. So that's the resource library, and they've added a new category that's called e-cards. So under e-cards, they're just little basically postcards that you could send out to motivate someone. And they even have a welcome to Manatech. So you get a new associate, you could send them a little e-card that just welcomes to the Manatech. They even have a well done. So if you have a person who, you know, had 10 sign-ups this last business period, send them a little well done card. It's a motivational thing. And then the other category they have in there is training videos. And right now these are training videos on the back office. So you could actually watch training videos on changing your widgets, community, all the different areas. They actually have created a video on that. So that's under the resource library. The next thing is calendar. Again, if you're not using a calendar in another program, this is a way where you can keep track of all your appointments. Task, again, if you're not using it in another area, you can keep track of all your tasks. And they keep record of everything. So it's a great way because, as they say, the fortune is in the follow-up. When you meet somebody, this is a great place for you to follow up. Put your tasks to remind you when to follow up. And then the last category under business is My Website. Your My Website, we in the old system, we had Mana Pages. This is the updated version of Mana Pages. Right now, currently, they have two different sites. They have your transformation is ready, is waiting, are you ready? One page, simple, where you could tell your story and people could connect with you. And if when you get in there, you'll notice that the custom, the standard page they have is youraccountnumber.mymanatech.com. You can add, because I really don't want my account number on there. If you scroll, if you look at the site, and there's a where it says mine says, it'll say active websites right underneath. It says Mana Pages pilot. There's a little caret. If you click on your caret, you could say view website, edit website, or delete website. So if you set up a website you don't want, that's where you would go and change it. But this is where you can add. Like I set up, I like, my personal one is your transformation starts here. Mine is stashik.mymanatech.com. It actually gives, it tracks how many first-time visitors, how many total visitors, how many people went there, and it allows you to change your name. So you could have it whatever arena that you want to have it. Hold on, let me get back to that site. Does anybody, so, and if you scroll to the bottom, it will say available templates. And then again, there's a little caret, and it'll just say add website. If you click on there, it just says add website. It gives your name, and you just say it has to be at least 3 characters. And then you just click on add site, and your site is automatically added. I know they are working on a True Health site and a youth site, and I know they'll be adding more sites as this gets more developed and gets out of the beta form. But also, the other thing to realize is on this Transform Your Life site, there's actually an order, so people can order their products right off that site, which is something that's a great feature for us to have. The one hiccup right now with the site that we currently have with the enroll, it actually says enroll. It gives you all the packs. When they come up with the Transform Your Life, it'll just have, when they come up with the True Health site, it'll just have the True Health products. The youth will just have the youth information. So right now it's remember, all this stuff is still in the beta form. So things will be changing. And that's why they all want our feedback. And if you're on your website, it actually on the sidebar, it'll say Manatech Beta Feedback. You could actually go right there and send them your feedback. And they'll respond. Or you could send an email to feedback@manatech.com. So that's all underneath the business tab. The next tab over. Yes.
Before you move on, you said something about finding a little caret near the other available templates, and I'm not seeing anything there. What were you referring to?
If you scroll down under active site, if you actually scroll down to the bottom,
yep.
It says available templates.
Yeah, I see the available templates, right.
What's underneath there?
There's the picture of the, transformation
right.
Starts here.
And if you look all the way over to the right,
uh-huh.
It's right near the box. There's a little caret.
Near the box, huh? Not seeing that.
Okay. Are you on your smart device or a computer?
No, I'm on a computer.
Okay. Here's what mine looks like. It says Manatech Transform Your Life.
Uh-huh.
And if you keep on going farther right, that's where you see a little care. It's a very light blue.
Where it says add away. I'm sorry, I missed that
yep.
part. I guess I'm looking for vegetables. Yeah, okay.
Yes. This is a different kind of carrot. You can't use this carrot.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And so this is basically your access to your personal web pages. Next one is communications. I'm going to go really fast through here. Right now I wouldn't recommend using this. And one is a chat. The first one is a chat where you could chat with other people that you have. It's kind of like a messenger on Facebook. It's kind of the theory of that. Inbox is your email. They have set up an email address for you, which is your account number at mymanatech.com. They are in the process of changing that so you could customize it, because that's not an email address I would use. So this is where they communicate back to you. I go in there, and this is giving me all my information about my Manatech automatic order are all in there. But you will be able to send emails out from the back office as we get further along into the system. And the last one is notifications. And these are your notifications, and this is where you could rank your notifications of how you want to see your notifications. So that's kind of just an internal communication between Manatech and you. The next tab is community. This is your community of all Manatech associates across the world. So it's more like a Facebook kind of, you could post in there. It's like what's on your mind, and you could post stuff in there. Just remember, we have to keep this very compliant. So that's really in the community. And then my profile, and this is where you set up your profile. You could upload a picture. You could change your cover. So it's kind of like your Facebook profile. You could, what's on your mind, your activities, your sites, all the information about you. This is what other people, I believe, will see about you. Next page is reports. This is your success tracker. And right now they don't have all the reports in there, so know that it's not totally done. They're not going to bring 100% of the success tracker reports over because there's a lot that aren't being used. Right now we have 10 of them. Your anniversary, which displays your member associates who have an anniversary. And all you do is you click on the name, and these are anniversaries. I believe it's not your Manatech anniversary. I'm not quite sure what anniversary it is because I just ran mine and it showed nobody. So we'll skip that one. Terminated automatic orders. These are people who recently canceled their automatic order. Next one is automatic orders and exceptions, and these are ones where the credit card did not go through. So if you click on the automatic orders and exception, as it loads, it tells me all the automatic orders and the exception. But they have this great button that says take action. If you click on that, you could send a bulk email to all these people to let them know that their automatic order is an exception. Great feature. It makes it a lot easier than individually contacting all these people and say, your automatic order is an exception. And to do that, you just send a bulk email. It brings up your subject. You write your message, and it tells you who it's going to go to. If there's somebody you don't want it to go to, you could just uncheck the box. New customers, that are your new customers. Now, this does not go by business period. It goes in the last 30 days. Genealogy report is the same that we had in success tracker, and it allows you to search like we did. You could customize your search for your genealogy. Immediately, it comes into everybody. Then you just, it's called filter options. Then it allows you to change what area, what you want to search for. Downline search, if you're looking for a particular person in your downline, that's where you click on that one. Close to personal power bonus. These are pretty self-explanatory. Then personal bonus qualified. And then close to team bonus and team bonus qualified. I think we're still missing some of our key ones, like how to get to the next leadership level and real-time GPV that are valid, which are very important for me this next week. But on the dashboard, if you scroll down, they actually give you your group volume and your organizational profile. So it gives you really just a snapshot of where you are in your business. Shopping, this is where you would go and place your one-time orders, your loyalty orders, your automatic order. That's for your own personal automatic order. Or you could create automatic orders for your downline, and this allows you to also to edit your automatic order. And then order history, this is when you could look and search your history of your orders and also your downline orders. So it keeps track of all your orders. Actually, it's only your orders, not your downline orders. I apologize for that. And then, so that's really the tabs across the top. And the furthest to the right, you'll see two circles. If you click on that, the one is account, and this is where you could customize your information that's in there. Let's say you move and you want to update your address, and then log out. This is if you need to log out of your back office. If you click on account, this is where you put in, like under account information, this is your certain things you're not going to be able to change, but your cell phone, your birthday, your ad, this is where you change your address. Community profile, this allows you to update your community, put what do you want to show in your community profile, including your story. They give you 1,000 characters to write, you know, why you, how you got started with Manatech, why did you join, you know, what goals, your future plans, and make sure it's compliant. You could add your own personal picture in there, your social media. So on your pages, your personal pages, you could have a link. So it links your Facebook right there, your Twitter and LinkedIn, Google Plus, and YouTube. And then it gives you your hometown and your whether you're male or female. Again, notifications allows you to, you know, how do you want to receive your notifications? And then if you want to, you need to update your email address, all that is in there. Security, this is your password, if you need to change your password. Language settings, this is if you want to, your market will automatically be in there, but if you want to change from, like for U.S., from English to Spanish in your time zone. Your commission payout, this is where you view your commissions, whether you direct deposit or the new Manatech pay, and then you also can view your payment history in there. And then the last one is corporate contact, and that's just for what information do you want to receive from the corporate. And that's really the back office. I'm going to tell you to start using it. Definitely start using your personal web pages. And knowing, just realize this is still in beta. Everything may not be 100% correct. So if you see something that's incorrect, send an email or do the Manatech at feedback, Manatech beta feedback on the website, or send an email to feedback@manatech.com. Do we have any questions on the back office? Yes.
Hi, this is Martha. How do we get our password and all that set up? I tried it a couple of different ways. It didn't work.
If you look on the outline under the new Manatech number 2, it actually it gives you a video, and then it gives you the steps to do. And if it doesn't work, send an email to feedback@manatech.com. If your email address is on multiple accounts within Manatech, you need to send an email to feedback@manatech.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Lydia?
Yes.
This is Kathy Martz. On the contacts, do we have to put every contact in individually, or can we import? I didn't see any place to import contacts.
I think you have to put, right now, you have to put them individually.
Okay.
Yeah, as Mary Jo just said in the background, that's why you want to start today.
Hey, Lydia, this is Mary Thurison.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, one thing that I think is important for people is if things are confusing to them, that they write to feedback and tell them, you know, what their experience is or maybe what they'd like to have taken out or what they think would be better. Don't be afraid to give your input because they said they're going to listen to all the input, but if we don't say anything, they're not going to know.
Correct.
So it's really important that we are out there, and don't be afraid, you know, don't feel like you're criticizing. Just say what you feel really is working. The goal is to simplify, and the goal is to make it so it's, you know, that we all can use it very easily. I know for me, I'm not sure about what chat is all about. You know, we can chat on Facebook. Do I want that? Well, maybe. I'm not sure yet, but we got to get out there and work on it, you know. So, and also, when you send to feedback@manatech.com, make sure that you put your account number and your email. Otherwise, Rhonda's having to spend more time going back and forth with you on email. Make sure you give her all the information you can so she can quickly get that taken care of. Okay?
Lydia, this is June. Would you repeat where we send the address, feedback?
feedback@manatech.com.
Okay. Thank you.
And if you guys read the All About Manatech post, do not use the email address on that post about the new back office because they had a typo in their email address. So, but it's feedback@manatech.com. Or now, if you're in the back office, you don't even have to open another program to do an email. You just click on Manatech Beta Feedback. It pops up a screen. It gives you a summary, your country, put your country in, you know, the component. And they actually give you some components that are there. And then your description, put in, and then put in your email address, and then hit submit. And it actually asks for your account number there too, and name and email address. So you can do it right from there. Any other questions, comments? Anything on the ManTech Plus app? Mary Jo, do you have it?
This is June again.
Lydia?
Yes.
If I use multiple email accounts, the people that get the emails, what account are they going to see? The one that I use to log in to the back office, or?
Right now, when you send an email out from the back office, it gives your account number at mymanatech.com. They are working. It's being changed, is what I was told.
Okay.
Let me just share this. I love the fact that they require everybody to have a separate email address, because I can't tell you the number of people that when we go to send an email address out, I have the same email address on 100 different people. So it's going to give us the ability to be in touch with our people more efficient. And if people don't have an email address, if you're working with someone who doesn't have an email address, work with them and just go to Gmail and set up an email address for them and help them through it. Any other questions?
Lydia, this is Lori Cutter.
Hey, Lori.
Hi. So we're at the end of the business period. What are you finding as far as accuracy of GPV over in the new tool, the beta site, versus our old system? Are they pretty close?
Here's one thing. Here's one thing I could tell you. I worked with somebody. I was helping them out with the new back office, and their sign-ups in the new back office and their sign-ups in their old success tracker were not accurate. So for this month, I'm still going to use the success tracker, because my other issue is, you know, the reports that I use at the end of a business period, and I'll just share this with you, I use automatic orders and exception. I use team bonus qualified, close to team bonus, how to get to the next leadership level, which is not in this report.
Right.
And
right.
Also real-time GPV. Especially,
right,
you know,
those are the ones we use.
Yeah. So I don't have everything I need for me personally to use this for this business period. And that's been my holdback of using. I mean, I've done some sign-ups through this new back office. I've done some placing one-time orders through the new back office. But the reports are just not 100% there for me yet. On my business card, I have my landing page on there.
Okay. Thanks, Lydia. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Any other questions? And one thing I wanted to let you know is, since next Monday is July 4th, we will not be having a call on Monday. Take the day. Share ManTech with everybody you're with. I'm actually going to be heading to Pennsylvania to see my brother, who I haven't seen in 16 years, because he lives in Germany. And I'm going to be sharing ManTech with him because he lives in Germany, and we're open in Germany. So share with the people that you're – and I'll be on four different planes. I'm going to sit in middle seat so I could have two people on each side. So how many people – I mean, that's more people there. So share ManTech with everybody that you're in contact with this weekend. And then let me just give you the – because Mary Jo, after on the 8th, heads out to Brazil. So on July 11th, we're actually going to have our trusted CEO, Al Bala, share. He's going to talk about social, mobile, global. And then on July 18th, Sona Vanderhoop is going to be back. She's going to be a speaker and share some great wisdom with you. And then on the 27th, Mary Jo will be back on the call again. So that's our, not 27th, I looked at a June schedule, the 25th. So that's kind of where we are. But, you know, for those of you who are into technology and you like what you like with the app, I'm going to tell you to register for the Social Mobile Global Retreat. And if you can't come in, stream it and do it from your home. As soon as I get the link for that, I'll send that out to everybody so you'll have it. It's an area that we need to start moving into. So,
if we sign up for that Social Global, will we be able to repeat?
There'll be probably a limited, you know, a two week replay time. Correct.
Okay. Because I sure can't get everything the first time over.
Right. And I know they talked about for the people who attended in person, they would still have access to the Social Mobile Global. But I am going to say if somebody who wants all the details about Facebook, if you can, come in person. Because when you're in person with somebody, I think you get you can grasp it a little bit easier.
Will the live streaming have a fee?
Yes, live streaming will have a fee. I believe it's the same cost as if you attend in person.
Which is what?
$99. Oh, $120, I believe. Hold on, let me get out there. If it's a husband and wife who registers for the event, it's $99. If it's single, it's $129 for a single ticket or $99 for two or more tickets.
And if you come to the event, then you can see it for 2 weeks on your computer?
That's what my understanding is. June, if it's any different, I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, and they do have a hotel. It's going to be at the DFW Airport Marriott. So for those of you who are flying in, very easy to get. It's right close to it. It's right off the airport.
That's where it is?
That's where it's going to be held, correct.
Oh, I can even drive there.
Yep, yep. And it's Saturday and Sunday. Any other questions? Mary Jo, do you have anything?
That's it. Boy, I learned a lot from Lyd this morning. Thanks, Lyd, for joining us. I when she suggested we do this training today, I was like, well, I'm not training on websites. Anyway, so we thank her for her insights and ability to dissect some of this. And the emphasis, of course, is, as Mary so appropriately stated, that our job now is to really get involved, to get active with this website, start using it, come up with, you know, whatever you feel is inadequate, whatever feedback. They want to hear from you. Trust me. They are not sitting back at corporate going, I sure hope we don't get any emails today. They want to make this the best, most user-friendly website that associates could ever dream of. So please feel free to give them your feedback. Okay, everybody? Just heads up, now's our time. Because when it goes live in a couple months, you know what? You had your say. It's not that they can't change it there, but the idea is now's the time you want to do it. So love you guys. Have a great kudos for you guys. Great end of business period this week. Work hard. Make sure you hit those goals that you're setting. July 4th weekend, as Lydia said, go out and do a great job of prospecting. And for many of you, I won't talk to you now until the 25th of July because I'm going to be spending a couple weeks in Brazil. So keep lift me in prayer if you could. That would help our whole team as we go down there and just to really love on people in Brazil. And no, we're not going to the Olympics. We're going on a mission trip. But it's my annual trek to Brazil, which I love and I adore the people there. So so keep it, lift us in prayer. And I lift you in prayer as well that your Manatech business flourishes, that your life flourishes, and you have a wonderful next 3 weeks. Thanks, everyone. Love you guys. Have a great one. Bye, everyone.